Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Good evening. Good evening, and blessings to all.
Evening. So evening.
Good to hear your voice, Apostle.
Yes, sir. Same here. How's everybody?
Everybody gonna be all right. Already all
Amen.
Right.
Amen. His grace is sufficient.
Yeah, for me.
Amen, amen. For all of us, he's just that powerful.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Is everybody tired or sleepy? So quiet.
Yeah, I'm ready to get this party started.
Yeah. Not me. I'm, you know, like the old folks used to say, which I am now, just piddling around.
All right.
Well, it's 7:03 p.m. It's time to get started. Good evening, welcome, caller. Good evening, welcome to the call. Well, it's 7:03 p.m. on July 28, 2024. We are ready to begin our walk in the Word. We want to say welcome to the 3P. And the E, praise, prayer, preaching, and equipping saints in accordance with Matthew 28:19-24. So, on the behalf of God and Place Beyond the Wall, Gates of Prayer, Out of the Box Ministries, supported by Manifold Resource Center and the Enlightenment Ministry, we welcome you to our walk in the Word. We're going to begin our session this evening with a prayer by Deacon Everett, the Percolator Henderson. Then we will have a song, and we will have our walk in the Word by Apostle Aline. That's all. We are ready to begin.
Father God Almighty, we come to you this evening, God. We come with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. Because you are our God. You're such a loving and awesome God. You are our Creator. You are God the Father. You are God the Son. You are God the Holy Spirit. And Heavenly
yes.
Father, we need you, God.
Oh, yes.
We stop by this evening, God, to glorify and praise you because you are the one and only true and living God. You are omnipotent. You have all power, God. And that
yes.
helps us, that gives us hope, because we serve a God, our Creator, who is all-powerful. We
yes.
glorify and praise you, God, because you are omniscient. That gives us peace, Lord, even though the things we're going through in life, because you know all things, because you know the past, present, and future, and because you know how our situations we're in, we have peace knowing that our Father is omniscient. God, we praise you, and we look to you, and we cling to you because you are sovereign. God, you rule and super rule over any authority of this world. So, Lord, we are not to be fearful for anything because you have complete control. You have an allowed will, and, God, you have the will to change anything. So, Lord, here we are. Just glorifying you and saying glory, hallelujah, unto your holy and your divine name. And God, we realize that we don't deserve it. but it's because you love us so, and it's because of your grace and your mercy that you have allowed us this another day, God. And we are grateful. We are grateful, God, that you have looked past our sins and our faults, and you have listened to our great intercessor, our Savior, Jesus, who you allowed to die for our sins. And, Jesus, we are grateful that you have redeemed us.
Yes.
We are grateful, Jesus, that you continue to always cause us to triumph through the strength that you infuse us with the ability that you give to us every day, the insight that you infuse us with. Jesus, we are grateful. And we come this evening, God, giving you praise and glory for allowing the indwelling presence of your Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide with us. We thank you, God, that your voice goes with us, leading us in the way of truth, giving us that strength, giving us that insight, reminding us of how blessed we are, reminding us of whose we are. We're grateful, God. And, Lord, we're grateful that you have blessed us with pastors and apostles and ministers and teachers that come on this line to break the bread of life to us. And I ask right now that your blessings will continue to fall afresh on each of their minds and their hearts. I pray that your angels will be encamped around them and their families, keeping them safe and protected from the evils of this world. And I pray, Lord, when your men and women stand before your people to proclaim the gospel, that they will proclaim it with truth, with simplicity, and with understanding. And now, Lord, as we sit at this table this hour upon the teachings of your Holy Spirit, infusing our dear sister, Apostle Esside, I pray that you will speak to her. I pray, Father God, that you will give her mental clarity. I pray, Father God, that you will anoint her with understanding, God, that when she breaks this bread of life tonight, God, that she will break it, Father God, with simplicity, that she, Father God, will speak what you give to her. We ask, God, that your blessings will just continue to flow on everyone on this line and their families, Lord.
Yes, God, you know
what the rest of this day will bring. God, you know what this week will bring for each of us. But, God, we are trusting in your divine power to heal our bodies, where those of us who are going through sickness and pain, we're trusting in your divine power, God, to give us clarity of mind when the Satan is trying to snatch our peace. We're trusting in your divine power, God, to warn off the evils that surround our family. We're trusting in your divine power, God, to help us trample over those scorpions and serpents and all the ability of it. And we're trusting in your divine power, God, that we, Father God, will overcome every obstacle that Satan throws our way. And we ask, God, as we sit at this table, that you remove all hindrances and all distractions that may try to keep us from hearing from you. Because, God, we need to hear from you. We just ask now, Holy Spirit, that you would take over this session. And when we depart from this line tonight, God, I ask that the Holy Spirit and you, Jesus, will continue to infuse us with discernment, that we can walk by the biblical principles of your word, that we can cast not away our confidence, for it does have a great recompense of reward, and that when we minister to others, Lord, that they will see you in us, and that we can help them learn more about the awesome God that we serve and the Savior, Jesus, who's redeemed us all, that they may have the connection with the Holy Spirit as we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Is Sister Susie Middleton online?
Jesus, we'll fix it for you. He knows just what to do. Whensoever you pray, let him have his way. I know Jesus will fix it for you.
Yes, he
In
will.
In a courtroom, he'll fix it for you, for you.
Glory to God.
He knows just what to do. Whensoever you Let him have his way. I know Jesus will fix it for you.
Yes,
in a courtroom, he'll fix it for you. For you. Oh, he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. I know Jesus will fix it.
Sing the song.
You. Oh, Jesus will fix it.
Yes.
For you. Oh, he knows.
Oh,
just
yes.
The word to do. Oh, when whenever you pray, let him have his way. I know Jesus will fix it.
Amen. I want to say good evening again to each of you that are assembled on the line tonight. We thank God for every male, every female. Thank God for our facilitators, Deacon Carner and Sister Ruby. Thank God for our prayer warriors, Deacon Everett and Sister Brenda. We just thank God for each of you and for our gathering together tonight. Do not plan to hold you long, but just want to share a word that God had dropped in my spirit and had thought about doing something else tonight, but the Lord so impressed this in my spirit that it was somebody on the line that need this encouragement tonight. And so we're going to do it briefly as the Spirit allow, and we can go home and, well, we are at it home already, but we can kick back and relax. So we just thank God for each of you, and amen, hope that each of you have had a good day, and we can get another word from the Lord, a word to help us meet the challenges of life. And we thank God for the opportunity. Want to use for base scripture Isaiah 43:2. And it reads as follows. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, shall the flames kindle upon thee.
Yes.
Amen. I want to remind us that we have an almighty God, a God that has all power in heaven and in earth is in his hand. There is nothing impossible with God. Amen. God asked Abraham, is there anything too hard for God? And that is a resounding no. Amen. Anything God purpose or will to do, he can do that. And we can be grateful that we have a God that can be everywhere at the same time. Glory to God. Somebody might be in New York and they've got situations of urgent emergency and they can get through to God. May have somebody in Miami at the very same time that needs to get in touch with God. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Wherever you are, Daytona Beach, amen, Augusta, Georgia, amen, glory to God. It does not matter. We can get through to God. And that is an almighty God that is concerned. Psalms 138:8, it says that God will perfect all that concerns us. And that's the kind of God we serve, amen, that cares, that loves us, amen, these that, amen, ever-present help in the time of trouble, in the time of trials, and in the times of tribulation, amen. He's a present help. We can get, amen, in touch with him instantly, amen. We won't have to worry about, amen, talking to a machine and leaving a message, amen. We can go directly, amen, to the throne, amen, and speak, amen, directly to our God. He has made us a promise in this scripture tonight, and this scripture is so many times quoted, and it is a promise of the Lord. And this particular scripture penned by the prophet Isaiah, amen, concerning the children of Israel, amen. But this word is relevant to, tonight as it was, amen, in Isaiah's day. And, amen, tonight just want to remind you, it speaks of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad that I serve a God that can be everywhere at the same time. Amen. He can handle my situation at the same time he handles yours. Amen. And he has made us a promise to the word of God. Amen. The scripture declare that the word gone out of the mouth of God cannot be altered. It cannot be changed. It cannot be amended. Hallelujah. Amen. It cannot be taken away. People may seem to, amen, amend it. They may seem to add to it. They may seem to subtract from it. But the word that has gone out of the mouth of God, it cannot be altered. It is what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. And the promise of God is to good today as they were yesterday. Amen. He's an unchanging God. Amen. Glory to God. And I bless him tonight. I am so glad tonight to be acquainted to this kind of God. Amen. That promises when I go through the waters, amen, they will not overflow me. When I, amen, go through the fire, amen, it will not burn me. It will not even kindle upon me. Amen. We, amen, face many trials as human beings. And they may, amen, bring fear to our hearts sometimes. And sometimes we don't know what to do. Glory to God. And the only place we can turn is to our Heavenly Father. Amen. God knows that in this world, glory to his name, we face many trials, but throughout his word, amen, he has given us encouragement and comfort. Amen. One search verse, amen, in the scriptures is Isaiah 43:2. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for this word of encouragement tonight. And whoever God is sending this word for tonight, whomever, amen, if it's more than one, amen, I just feel so strongly in my spirit, amen, when God changed the word for me to share tonight. Amen, that it was necessary for somebody that is on the line. And for you, amen, I pray that this word will find a resting place in the hearts, amen, and in the mind. Amen, hallelujah. God was comforting his people, the children of Israel. Amen, and this word is still on record for us tonight. Amen, glory to God. When I think about the scripture passing through the waters, when I have been on cruises and sit on the deck of the ship and see that water, amen, all those gallons of water, and that ship will pull it aside and go through it. And thinking about all that water, amen, don't care how many gallons and what river or what ocean it is, amen, that is not too much for God. Amen. It's amazing to learn, amen, when you was in school, how that big old ship is able to stay on that water. Amen. Glory to God. But I thank God tonight for the encouragement of his word. I want, amen, you tonight to be encouraged. Amen. To know that God loves you. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. He is concerned about the things that concerns us. Hallelujah. There ain't no friend like the lowly Jesus. Amen. There's nobody can love you like Jesus. Amen. There's nobody can work out your situations like Jesus. Amen. And he cares for us tonight. Amen. I think David penned in the 69th Psalm, amen, in verse number 1. He said at one time he was going through so many challenges and so many trials and so many persecutions, and many times he was running for his life. Amen. And he penned in the 69th Psalm, first verse, he said, the water is almost up to my neck. Amen. If that wouldn't put some fear in you when you're out there on the waters, in the ocean, on the rivers. Amen. Glory to God. It's all the way up to his neck, David said. Amen. Meaning it was an emergency situation that he get in touch with God. Amen. Glory to God. Used to sing a song in Florida. Amen. You're going to need King Jesus on your bond. Amen.
All right.
The water,
all
right. Amen. The troubles and the trials and the tribulation. Sometimes people say, feel like I'm drowning. I'm drowning in debt. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm drowning. This is about to drown. This is about to take me under. Glory to God. But I got, amen, good news for you tonight, my brothers and my sisters. Amen. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you always, even unto the end. And he said, when things go from bad to worse, amen, I am there. And he is the only, amen, deity. He's the only being, amen, that is able to, amen, be in every place at the same time. Amen. The Bible declare that Jesus, amen, he have not got to be an old man since he left the earth and went to heaven. He's not become an old man that he can't hear. Amen. His arms have not been withered and drawn up by arthritis or bursitis. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. He is just as powerful and strong and holy and righteous and faithful and just as he was back then. Amen. Glory to God. When the water talks about going through the waters and going through the fire, amen, God is not afraid to go in the fire. And we see that, amen, with the Hebrew boys. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. God will go in the fire with you. Hallelujah. Amen. I bless the Lord tonight. Amen. When the waters, amen, seem to be up to your neck, like King David said, amen, it's never too late for God. Amen. Not only can God, amen, let you go through to the gates of death and even bring you back from it, ask, amen, our brother Lazarus, hallelujah. Ain't nothing too hard for him. I want to encourage you tonight, because in this life we will have challenges. We will have trials and tribulation. We will be talked about and ostracized. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We will be false accused. Amen. The Bible said if they done it to the green, Jesus Christ, they'll do it to the dry. Amen. But you can have confidence in the word of God. The Bible said, amen, we have confidence in this, amen, that if we know that he hears us, then we have the petition that we asked of him. Amen. Glory to God. Mark's gospel. Amen. The other gospels say that, amen, Jesus came walking on the water, amen, in this, during the storm, amen, at night. Amen. And Mark's report of that passage says he would have passed them by if they had not cried out. My brothers and my sisters, it's time for us to cry out. Amen. He's not an old man that he can't hear. Amen. He still hear and answer prayer. Amen. All we got to do, amen, is strive to walk in obedience, and we can claim the promises of God. And this is a promise for you, and I feel in my spirit this night, amen, that somebody on this line is really, amen, the water is about up to your neck. Amen. But don't give in to fear. Amen. Believe in God. Amen. Glory to God. Faith, amen, can move mountains. Amen. Glory to God. Faith and prayer, amen, hallelujah, touches the heart of God, and he will come and see about you. Just as he promised the children of Israel, amen, these challenges and these trials and these tribulations that we meet with, amen, there is no problem my brothers and my sisters, glory to God. There is no problem that is greater than God. God is greater than all of the problems of us on this line. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. And God doesn't have to make a way. Somebody said, and I've heard it many times growing up in church, the Lord will make a way. Amen. But I want you to know he's such a powerful God. He don't have to make a way. He is the way. Glory to the Lamb of God. And I thank God. God have come, amen, walking on the waters to me many a time. God has cooled the flames in the fire that burned around me many a day. And I know that he's the same God now as he was then. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray tonight that you will be encouraged and know that you have somebody on your side. Amen. When he show up, he don't show up for naught. When he show up, he's ready and he's willing. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. He's the angel of the Lord with the flaming sword. Amen. Not only will that flaming sword cut, but it can lick up water. If you don't believe it, ask Elijah. Amen. Glory to God.
When all right.
He put the sacrifice and the fire and poured water around it. Amen. And that great I am came down and licked the water up. Amen. God is not afraid of an ocean of water, an ocean of troubles or trials or tribulation. Amen. Glory to God. My God, if we can just have the faith. Amen. Glory to God. It can move God. And the amazing thing, sometimes it just takes a little bit of faith. The Bible says that unbelief is a sin. Amen. If we can just look back over our life tonight and reminisce and remember what God has done for us already and
where
the Lord brought us from. I know that everybody on this line can look back over the life and you don't have to wonder about it. Bless the name. You know who did it. The song say, who did it? And the answer come back, Jesus did it. Amen.
Yes.
He did it for amen, glory to God. He did it for the Hebrew boys. Amen. When they turned the furnace up seven times hotter. Amen. God is not afraid of the fire. Bless his holy name. Amen. Glory to God. He's able to rescue you. Amen. There's a fire burning in this nation tonight that have zero containment. They can, with all the equipment, they can contain it. But I want you to know that fire is no, amen, problem for God. Amen. Glory to God. If he had a will or a purpose, he'd walk through the fire. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was in the fire in the burning bush, and it wasn't consumed. Amen. My dad used to sing a song, God's got fire. He don't need no matches. Thank
all
you,
right,
Lord.
All right.
Amen. Your problem is no match for God. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes he's just waiting for us to call out to him. He's waiting, amen, for us to make our request known. Sometimes we got to steal the fear in our lives and know that God has power over fear as well. Glory to God. He loves you and he wants to, amen, work it out for you. I read in the word of God that he said the eyes of the Lord go to and fro the whole earth. Hallelujah. And while his eyes is traveling over the earth, the Bible says that he is searching for someone that he can show up in their circumstances. He want to show up in your situations. He want to show up in your trial. He want to show up in the challenges that you face. The Bible said that he, amen, want to show up and show himself strong in your behalf. Glory to God. Sometimes we worry about, amen, somebody else went through this situation and this happened to them and that happened to them. Let me ask you, what amen, that have to do with you and I. Amen. This is a individual journey. God deals
yes,
with us
yes.
collectively, and he deals
yes.
with us as individuals. Amen. Glory to God. If my daddy had not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that don't hinder me. Hallelujah. They sang a song and say, if you don't want to go,
don't hinder me.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. I got some news for them that sing that song. You not
yes.
going to hinder me. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I was in a situation with some church folk one time, and amen. Glory to God. The whole group was coming against me. Bless the name of the Lord. And I had decided this particular Sunday that I was not going, and I was not going to participate. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But, amen, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Aline, can
yes.
nobody stop you from
yes.
doing what I call you to do but you? See, it's our decisions. It's our response to what God has said. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He is a deliverer tonight. Amen. I don't care if it's sickness. I don't care if it's debt. Amen. It matters not what it is. Amen.
Yeah,
how God
yeah.
can handle it. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory to God. I bless the Lord tonight. Amen. He is what we need. And who he
oh, yeah.
is, who we need. Amen. And we don't have to write a letter. You know, we don't have to pick up a phone. Hallelujah. We don't have to Google him. Hallelujah.
All right.
But he's
all right
now God. Amen.
Yes,
the Bible said, amen, you don't have to go up to heaven and bring him down. You don't have to go to the depths and bring him up. The Bible said he's near us. Even in our mouth. In other words,
yes.
all we have to do is call out to him. All we have to do
yes.
is make our request known unto him. And he comes to us. The Bible said there will come a time that you will say, Lord, Lord, and I will say, here I am. Bless the name of the Lord. He's
yes.
a good God. He's a mighty God.
Yes.
He is a
yes.
righteous and a holy God. And the Bible said that he desire, amen, he is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom and all that belongs to the kingdom of God. Amen. We got to learn to open our mouth and say something to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. He is still the same God today as he was yesterday. Amen. Glory to God. Again, King David said, amen, in the 69th Psalm, in the first verse, he said, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know if any of us was on the sea, the ocean, the river, the lake, whatever it is, if that water get up to our neck, most time we gonna panic. Amen. But
oh,
we
yeah.
can remember the promises of God. Amen. God can fix anything. Amen. It's nothing too hard for him. Amen. I had
amen.
Two brothers, amen, as young 10, 11, 12-year-old, almost drowned two times. Amen. Glory to God. But God reached out his holy hand, amen, and brought them up, amen, again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know,
all
amen,
right.
we've got testimonies. We've got proof that his word
oh, yeah.
worked. We've got proof that his promises are yea and amen, meaning yes, and they are so. Amen. Glory to God. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. There is
yes.
nothing that
yes.
you face that God don't know about. There is nothing that you face, amen, that God can't work out. Amen. He promised that it won't. Oh, it may form, you know. We say not the weapon form. Amen. The trial form. Amen. The persecution formed. Amen. The sickness formed. But it won't, amen, work. It won't do what it came to do. Amen. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But
oh,
I want
yeah.
you to know,
oh,
amen,
yeah.
that he's a pseudo, amen. The devil is a pseudo, amen, leader. He's a pseudo power. Amen. That means
yeah.
he's limited. He's limited. Hear me today. He's limited
yeah.
to what he can do in your life. He has to get
yeah.
permission from God. Amen. The trial, amen, is get permission from God. Amen. The Apostle Paul say these light afflictions, amen, he said they are but for a moment. Amen. They are temporary. Amen. Glory to God. God turned back the hand of time. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. He held the sun still. Hallelujah. They not going to overflow you. They not going to burn you. They not going to kindle on you. You're not going to smell like. The song say, I don't look like what I've been through. Amen. When you come to the fire, the Hebrew boy didn't smell like smoke. Hallelujah. They were just as fresh coming out as they went in. Amen. I don't know about it, but I hear preachers preach, and they say God pulled the lion teeth. Amen. I don't believe he pulled their teeth. Amen. But I believe they could lay on the lion, amen, like a pillow. Amen. When God say be still, everything got to be still. Glory to God. Amen. He said that he would make the crooked way straight. Amen. He would make straight paths for our feet. He'll direct us. Amen. He'll tell us what to do, amen, in the midst of trouble. Amen. Glory to God. As I said one time, I was in a wreck and I was all over, amen, a five-lane highway trying to get the car under control. And the Holy Spirit said, let go the wheel. Amen. Glory to God. In a moment like that, you got to either believe God or not. Hallelujah. And I believe God. Amen. He has proved himself to me. I believe he'll take care of me. In that accident, the more I tried to straighten that vehicle out, the worse it got. And God just spoke a word and say, let it go. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, I didn't have time to argue with him. Amen. I even closed my eyes in a dangerous situation. Amen. Glory to God. And simply said, I'm in your hands. My brothers and my sisters, know tonight with an assurance that you are in the mighty hand of God. Amen.
Yes,
glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. I remember times, amen, that I've seen visions and situations. Amen. Me in the hand of God. Amen. You're in the best place you could ever be. God got you. Somebody said he got my back, but I want you to know God got you. He got the whole thing. As he said in the word of God, present your body to him. He don't just want you, amen, your back. He want the whole thing. Amen. Give your whole self to God and trust and believe that he'll do just what he said. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I can remember my brothers and my sisters. I was called to the hospital. Amen. In fact, my late husband, amen, had a friend whose wife had been on life support. Thank you. I'm telling you how great God is. Amen. Glory to God. He can do anything. And I often say any being that can step out on nothing and make a whole world out of nothing. Amen. Glory to God. Certainly he can handle your and I situation. Amen.
Our
problems together, as I said before, all of our problems heaped up together is no match for our God. And he has made us promise tonight he'll be with you. Amen. The presence of God mean everything in this situation. Amen. If he in the midst, you know trouble can't do what trouble came to do when Jesus is in the midst. Amen. The fire couldn't burn. Fire was made to burn, but it couldn't burn in that fiery furnace that day. Amen. That fire wouldn't burn them, but when the men came that put them in there, it burned them to death. Amen. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. My daddy used to say in his preaching all the time, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. He can fix it for you. He can fix it for me. Be encouraged tonight. Amen. I feel you. Amen. My heart and my prayers are with you. And more than that, God is with you. Amen. David say, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For he is with us. Amen. And the Lord on your side is more than the whole world against her. The Lord on our side is more than trials. It's greater than tribulations. Amen. Glory to God. He loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. I'm not just saying something to make up a message. I feel somebody trust.
All right.
I feel you. I feel you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God,
thank
I want to tell you tonight that help is on the way. Be encouraged,
thank
my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. Amen. God have not forgotten. He's in that furnace with you. Amen. Glory to God. He's in that broken down ship on the river with you. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Whatever you're facing, amen, he's there. Be encouraged. Amen. Come on and renew your faith. Stir up that faith tonight. Amen. God, Peter, Apostle Peter said that God has passed and already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness through, amen, the one that has called us from to glory. Amen. Glory to God. Be encouraged. He loves you. Amen. This trial you're going through, amen, I know and I understand. The scripture says these light afflictions, amen, are but for a moment. And sometimes the things we face in life, they don't feel light no kind of way. They feel headed and heavy, and they'll bear you and weigh on you, amen. It'll make you sometimes discouraged and disappointed and want to throw in the towel. But I came tonight to encourage you and you, amen. Hang in there. Hold on. Amen. The Bible said of Abraham, our father of faith, he said, amen, he hoped against hope. That means when he had almost lost it and didn't see anything, reason to hope, he yet hoped. Let's get that kind of faith. Somebody say,
yes.
When you come to the end, amen, tie a knot in the rope and keep hanging on. Amen. He that will come shall come, and he will not tarry. Amen. Sometimes this testing, these trials, we have to be tried to see, amen, will our faith stand the test. Amen. Glory to God. We'll be like Abraham. Amen. When he went up on the mountain. Amen. They tell me, amen. Glory to God. He knew. He said to his people, he said, y'all stay here while me and the lad go worship. Amen. Glory to God. We will return. That was faith. Amen. Glory to God. And when he went up the mountain, amen, I've heard it say it, while he was going up one side, amen, the sacrifice, the ram was going up the other side. Amen.
Yes,
bless the name
yes.
of the Lord. Amen. When faith take us up to obedience, amen, obedience, amen, will give us the reward. Amen. I love you tonight, my brothers and my sisters, with the love of God. Be encouraged. Trouble don't last always. Amen. It's
amen.
Temporary. Amen. The reason the Apostle Paul said these light afflictions, he called, amen, when the water is up to our neck, it's just a light thing. When we put it beside and align it with what Jesus Christ went through for us, we come out seeing that these things we go through are just light and momentary. Amen. Glory to God. He will, amen, fight the fight and give us the victory. Amen. Our victory is in Jesus. Amen. There
yes.
was a amen. White man I used to listen to a lot with headphones when I was working. Amen. Glory to God. Victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. Amen. And that is the truth. God loves
amen.
You, and he is working it out for you and for me right now. Can you believe this? Amen. When God
amen.
Talked about, amen, glory to God, he talked about John in the spirit of Elijah. And he said, if you can believe it, if we can just but believe tonight, if we don't have to faith, I pray myself, there are times when I know that I know that I know God is going to do certain things. And there was other times, amen, my brothers and my sisters feel like I just can't get it. I just can't reach it. I just can't grasp it. But in those times, I said, Lord, help my, I believe you, but help my unbelief. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God can fix anything. He can work anything out. He can turn anything around. Amen. There's nothing too hard from it. Amen. Glory to God. I pray with you and for you tonight. Amen. Whoever is on this line, hallelujah, that's going through, that needed, amen, an encouraging word through the challenge you're going through, that you are facing. Amen. I'm praying for you. I love you with the love of God. I know that he can heal. I know that he can deliver. I know that he can set free. Amen. I like to use, amen, the scripture and talk about, amen, Meshach, Shadrach, Amen. As some preachers saying that bad Negro. Amen. If he can work it for them. Amen. He can do it for you and I. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. I love you, people of God. I love you with the love of God. Amen. I'm praying for you. Amen. I'm talking about a heart feeling tonight. Amen. God said we should bear one another burdens. Amen. And I bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And I don't know who you are. Amen. Glory to God. But I do know God so pressed and etched this word in my spirit for somebody on this line tonight. Amen. And I just wanted to share it with you to encourage you. Amen. You are in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God doesn't do anything without a purpose. He doesn't allow anything without purpose. Amen. Glory to God. And the trying of our faith is more precious than silver and gold. Amen. Glory to God. Be encouraged. Hang in there. Amen. Glory to God. And he will see you through. Amen. Glory to God. I bless you. Y'all have a great evening.
Amen. 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 So at this time, we will have comments or nuggets, questions, Apostle. That was a great walk in the Word. Amen. Anyone?
Amen. 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 I hope you all can hear me. Deacon Connor.
Amen.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
All that are on the line this evening, it's so good to hear your voice and to receive a word from you tonight. And the Lord has placed it in your heart. Somebody needed to hear it. I tell you, to add it on to my day to hear it, an extension of my day to hear that word of encouragement from Isaiah. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 2. And we do pass through waters, and sometimes it can overflow and overwhelm us.
Yes.
And so that word is always an encouraging word that we can make it, and he will help us, and he will take care of us, for he is the Lord our God, the Holy One, our Savior. And we thank God for him, and as we talk today of Psalms 130, as the psalmist was crying out from the deep and from the depths of his soul in despair, but yet he knew that God had the power to deliver, to forgive, and to help him. So your words were very much an encouragement to me. Like I said, added on to my day. What a way for me to end this evening hearing another encouraging word from the Lord, from a woman of God. And I thank you so much for that word tonight. And I know that there's even more, someone on the line maybe open up and tell us that this is for them tonight. But I know it's for me, so I received that word. And I pray that it helped me as I continue on in this journey. You never know.
Amen.
Sometimes it's even preparing you for the waters and the fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so I take it in that vein, too, Apostle, that I'm prepared for all that has been fed into me today from the Word of God, from the men and women of God today. I got to be ready. It's ensuring that we are preparing ourselves for the battle. We must arm ourselves with this word and with the encouraging word that you gave us tonight. So I take it in that light, too. So thank you so much, because we know that the enemy is always busy. Lurking around like that roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is a thief, a liar.
He is
kill and destroy.
Yes, he is.
We want to make sure we stay strong in our faith and stay strong and faithful before our God. So I just thank you today. I won't take up more time, but all the saints on the line that are hearing this word, it's an uplifting word for us tonight as we end my day. It's been a glorious day, Lord. It's been a glorious day to hear the words of encouragement. So thank you so much, my sister. God bless you tonight. God bless you, Deacon Connor, and all that on the line.
Amen.
Sister Ruby, I heard her voice, and all of those that are, Sister Brendan, whoever may be hearing us, and Minister Dr. Singleton is on the line, and Brother Everett is on the line. So it's those familiar voices. So good to hear your voices. I heard y'all starting off, and it was a little slow, huh? Everybody feel like it was a little quiet. just because we had to hear something from God. And so we got to push our way through. We got to push our way through. And you all came to this line tonight, no matter what you may have been carrying today.
Yes.
God, just to hear a word from God. And so I thank God for the word tonight, Apostle. Thank you so much. And so I'm excited. As we wind it down for the day, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. 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 I'm done, Apostle. I'm done, Deacon. God bless you all tonight. All the saints, we love you today.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Paula. I could just share, which slipped my mind, if I could just share right quickly a testimony I wanted to share that it might spike somebody's faith tonight. And that was, I started it, but I went some other way. But I just wanted to share this in hopes that it will spike somebody's faith. My husband asked me to go to the hospital with his friend's wife was sick, and she was on life support. And they told the family to come around. They were going to pull the plug. And they did meet, and they pulled the plug, and they was expecting within a 30 minutes time that she would be gone on to the other side. They pulled the plug on her, and 30 minutes came, and she was still here. In fact, 3 days after they pulled the plug, she was just taking a breath every now and then. And on that next day, my husband asked me to go to the hospital with him to pray for her. And when we walked in the hospital room, it was one daughter there with her mom. And I asked if I could pray with her mom. And she said, please do. And I laid my hands on her because the scriptures say, if any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church and let them anoint them with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord would raise them up. And I want you to tell this woman was curled up in a fetus position, and she was taking a breath every now and then. And I want you to know the power of God. When we finished praying, that woman had been balled up in a fetus position, taking a breath every now and again. I want you to know the power of God came upon and in that woman. She stretched out in that bed straight. That woman began to breathe normally. She went home and lived almost 2 years later. Amen. God is still the same today as he was yesterday. And tomorrow he's going to be the same. Look up, brothers and sisters. Let's look up and live.
Amen.
God bless you.
Look up and live. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Lucy Curry. Thank you.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Is Minister Singleton on the line?
Amen.
Minister Singleton, are you there?
Brother Carl, I would like to comment. Pastor has an awesome job, and that word also was for me. I'm not going to let the great doctor take it for himself. It was for me as well.
All right, now.
I want to thank you so much for your message. It reminds me of a familiar scripture that my big sister gave me years ago. Janet Lucas gave me a set of scripture coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that I'm always reminded of when I'm going through some valley experience. And it's coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8. Starting with verse 8, it said, we are hard pressed on every side.
Every side.
Yeah.
Life has a way of just doing a number on us mentally, sometimes in our physical body, sometimes in our psychological well-being.
Yes.
And But most importantly, he works on our spirituality, because, see, that's what Satan wants us to feel. He wants us to feel as though we are hard-pressed on every side.
Yes.
But the Word of God tells us we are not crushed. Yeah, there are some things that come up in our lives that perplex us sometimes. It throws us off kilter. It takes us out of our normal state of mind. But thanks be unto God that his Holy Spirit brings us back into alignment to let us know that we're not in despair, because we have
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Holy Spirit that's reminding us, as you have said, we look back over our lives and past successes and past triumphs and past victories.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit reminds us, if he did it then, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And it goes on
Say
to tell
so.
Us that we
all right, all right.
Yeah, we got
right.
people that will persecute us. We got people that will remind us of our past, but thanks be unto God, we've been forgiven. We don't have to
yes.
wall in past mistakes,
yeah.
and we can keep pressing on because we're not abandoned.
Man.
Struck down. Sometimes we get struck down with physical illnesses. Sometimes
yes.
we get struck down verbally by loved ones that knew us back then.
Yes.
But one
yes.
thing about it, we are not destroyed, because, see, our lives in the palm of God's hand. So
Amen.
You got to realize and understand. And it's easy to say sometimes, but those of us that come to realize that we trust in God's power. God
yes.
is omnipresent. He's with you through whatever you're going through. He's
yes,
never abandoned
sir.
You. He's sovereign.
Yeah.
His power super rules over any
oh,
situation
thank you, Lord.
That
Ooh.
We could ever
Ooh,
go
thank
through.
You.
So we just have to be reminded of this word that we are not going to drown in it. And even if we
Come
go
on.
Down, we got God pulling us up. So we
Come
just
on.
Thank you for this word, because Satan wants to really snatch our peace.
Yes, he
Satan
does.
Wants to get, Satan wants us to be so discouraged that we don't even go to God in prayer. And that's the
yes,
best problem we
you're
have.
Right about
to communicate, we got to communicate with God. And as we communicate mm-hmm. with God, God hears. So thank you so
Ooh,
much for the message.
You.
And I pray that God continue to bless each of y'all this
Amen.
Week, whatever may come. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Dennis. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Someone on the line. I hear somebody on the line, Deacon Connor. I know their phone is line is open. We would like for them to participate if possible. But I hear some noise in the background on my phone. I don't know about everybody, but I just glad to hear those comments. I do know that Dr. Singleton is driving, so she's listening, but she's driving. I know how it is to fight, to open up the line. Sometimes it's not easy while you're on your traveling, on your
Amen.
Journey.
Amen.
To be able to say, but she's there, and I'm always glad to know that all the people that are on the line faithfully. But let me say thank you, Deacon Everett, for those comments and the power of those comments and different things that we're facing. So this word is touching all of us, Apostle, in so many ways. I know the power of the Holy Spirit is moving in that. You know, and even when I think about a word that came this morning that we're holding on to is hope.
Yes.
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 And your message gave us hope. It is increasing to our hope. And hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And so we need to keep that hope alive. And so we thank God for the message. It gives us hope. It gives us encouragement. It pushes us along the journey. And I thank God for that hope. You know, and I even felt that even in listening to that, sometimes we think about what we have to face, the water, the fires, things that overwhelm us. Like I said, we want to be sure that God has us. No matter what come what may, as they say, we're prepared. We face it with expectantly, knowing that God will hear us as we call out to him too. So if there's somebody on the line that received that word from you tonight, Apostle, they need to call upon the Lord.
Amen.
And thank you for that testimony. Always powerful to hear how God used it. Just like he said in his word, the same God yesterday, today, and he'll be the same forever.
Yes,
as long
he
as his
is.
Body is alive on this earth, the body of Christ, that's us. the born again believer, you should be able to walk in the power that God has given us. Thank you for your example and your testimony. God bless you again. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Amen.
No, Pastor Kuiper, you just started something. Now. You just started something.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, we have to realize this. Every day God allows us to see another day is a day of spiritual warfare. Every day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
One thing about Satan is going to come at us in a very cunning and sneaky way. He may come with a thought. He may just come full blast with things that are just coming at you all at one time. But we have to be still. We have to get to the point that we have to just rely on God. And that's when we have to, when we be still, the Holy Spirit begins to minister.
Yeah.
Or the Holy Spirit will come in the form of a phone call. Or he may come in the form of a text to
encourage.
Or it may come across the radio. I have been watching TV, and I could be there and watch one of those action movies, and I can find a blessing in it, because one thing about our senses, God gave us senses to glorify him, but he also gave us senses to teach us things. We have the sense of being able to hear things, hear people talking. All day long, we have so many voices at us. We either have a voice on the television, we have a voice on the phone, we may be in the midst of people talking. We have voices coming at us each and every moment of our lives when we're out and about. But we have to be very mindful of the voices that we listen to. And He comes at us in so many cunning ways, but I thank God that the Holy Spirit indwells in me to let me know that that is not of God. And we got to just be on alert, y'all, because as we get closer to this election, we're going to have things come at us. We're going to have people that going to show their faces that we didn't think that they would show their faces. But we just got to be on guard. But one thing about it, we have to carry the helmet of salvation. We got to always make certain that we are carrying ourselves in a way that pleases God. We can't allow our emotions. Amen. We can't allow our emotions or the current situation to move us out of God's safety. We got to ask God when we get up in the morning, God, I need for you to guide my tongue. God, I need you to take control of my emotions.
Yes, sir.
God, I need for you to just guide me through this day. Lord, please dispatch your angels to keep me and my family safe. We got to ask these things of God. Because, Satan don't want us to do that. Satan does not want us to talk to God. And if any way possible that he can disrupt this communication with God, he would have been doing that. That would let you know Satan ain't got no power. You speak those things into your life. Because if Satan could have stopped communication with God, it would have been done in the garden. Thank thee unto God.
Yeah.
So I thank you for this message again. And Pastor Kuiper, don't get me started now, because see, you're a troublemaker, Pastor Kuiper. You got Janice on the line. See, Janice going to come behind you now. See, Janice,
yes, sir.
Come
on. You got to keep that full arm of God on.
When them two get together, you got to watch them two, but they ain't number trouble, man.
Come on, man.
And keep the full armor of God on at all times. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we fail, but the Holy Spirit bring everything back to our remembrance.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And you know where the power come from, the beat say nine. That's that prayer and the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This evening.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. All y'all be messing with me. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. What a walk. Amen.
So, there's no one else, no other comments. We move on to the praise reports. What has happened between the last Tuesday and today that we should be thankful for.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, y'all, I'm grateful. I was blessed this morning with the baby girl, great-grand. Thank you, Lord. The baby soul is doing well. So is the mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Added to the family.
Amen, amen. Amen.
And
amen.
Have great-grands. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You go, girl.
Mm-hmm. I got to put this plug in. The good Lord allowed me to see my 58th birthday on this past Thursday, and I'm grateful. But I tell you, this birthday has, and I may get a little emotional, but y'all bear with me for a moment. This has been the best birthday ever. I have a child. My eldest child. Y'all, she blessed me so this past week, Brother Connor. She gave me a card midnight Wednesday into my birthday. My granddaughters came in, they sang happy birthday to me as I was watching a movie. My daughter rented us a place in Nashville, and she bought me a card, y'all. And the card was touching. But inside the card was a four-page letter. And in that letter, she said some things that just brought number tears of joy. And I'm still thinking about that letter. Because I am so grateful to God that I have a child that could appreciate and understood when I was raising her up what I was trying to do. And she oftentimes tell me now, she said, Daddy, I thought you was hard on me when I was coming up. She said, but I understand and I appreciate you and I love you. And she went in that, on to tell me in the car, y'all, in that letter, that she said, all my life, I know that you have always loved me. And as a kid, I thought you were the only one that really loved me. And you still have love and care for me. And it was just, the letter itself has really just moved me. And I'm grateful to God. And so I'm just so grateful to God. And that's my praise report. I couldn't ask for a better birthday. If I didn't get nothing else, that was enough for me just to read that letter. But I thank y'all for listening.
Amen.
Amen.
We got a little background noise going on. Somebody needs to mute. They don't want to talk. Amen. Amen. Did an innocent raise up a child in the way she could go? And it would not depart from it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to thank God this evening. 1 year ago, my granddaughter had to go to California, and her choice was to go to Florida to do her rotations at a hospital, but they sent her to California, and she cried like a little baby. And every time she came home during that year, when it was time to go back, she cried. But I thank God as we speak, she has completed that assignment. As we speak, she's in the air heading for Macon, Georgia. I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for the success of her journey. And I want you to continue to pray for her.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Back home, we pray. Amen.
Yes,
you know, California is a long way.
Yes,
it's
yes.
On the other side of the United States of America. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Prayerless. Prayerless. Anyone to be added to prayerless this evening?
Let me add her too, if I may, Prayer Warriors. Add her. She has a cat. And I know some people that don't really care for animals, they won't understand. But she has a cat. She's coming home. She should come back to Atlanta. And she doesn't know that her cat is very sick. We didn't tell her because she took her last and final test on Friday, and we didn't want her to, you know, be upset, and wanted her to keep her mind on her testing. And so she'll be learning that her cat is very sick. So keep her in prayer as well for that. I know the little adage says if it's not one thing, it's another. One of the mothers in the church used to say all the time, I've always heard if it's not one thing, it's another. But the mother in the church used to say if it's not one thing, it's two or three. So add her to the prayer list too, please.
Amen.
Kiara Hill.
Oh, okay, okay. Amen.
I would like to add T.J. Oliver, Pat Taylor, and Ruby Clayton to the list tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Anyone else? If there's no one else, we will have our scripture by Minister Dr. Deborah Singleton.
Amen, amen. In her absence while she's writing, I will read a scripture tonight, Deacon Connor, for
all right.
Time of prayer. I have chosen for our scripture one that blessed me this morning, Psalms 130. The scripture reads this way. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep a record of sins, Lord, who can stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. With my whole being I wait. And in the word, his word, I put my hope.
Yes.
I wait for the Lord more than a watchman wait for the morning. More than a watchman wait for the morning. Israel, church, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption.
Amen.
He himself redeemed Israel. He will redeem us from all our sins.
Yes.
As we move into prayer, let us focus on the Lord and his power to redeem us, to bless us, and to forgive us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
One more prayer request. Lift Minister Singleton up if she's traveling. It is pouring down rain for safe travels.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
I ask that y'all keep the day of prayer lifted up. Macedonia will be having a day of prayer tomorrow, starting at 5 a.m., praying that those that are needing prayer, that they will find deliverance and healing and solutions to whatever they may be going through. Those people are going through a lot right now, and hopefully that this day of prayer will be a blessing to so many. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Amen. Mr. Bender, take us to the throne.
Yes, sir. Our Father, we come today thankful for this another opportunity. I'm lifting up, first of all, asking forgiveness for all my sins, and come lifting up to thee today, your people. We come lifting up Sister Singleton as she travels. We ask him for grace and mercy. We come lifting up the day of prayer.
Yes.
That's scheduled for tomorrow all day long. And we know that we all need a bit of prayer.
Yes.
And we come lifting up Kiara. We thank you for her success. We ask that you would bring her home safely as well.
Yes.
And then she has a cat that has problems. So, and everybody loves different things. And this is her joy. So, Lord, help her to realize that her animal is sick.
Yes.
Whatever is best.
Yes, Lord.
And so we've come lifting up T.J. Oliver, who is a new father.
Yes.
We lift him up that you would guide him and help him to be the father that you've called for him to be.
Do it, Lord.
With all his children.
Yes.
We come lifting up Pat Taylor.
Yes.
Lord, you've been so good to Pat, and we ask that you would just guide her and protect her and continue healing her.
Do it, Lord.
We lift up Sister Clayton.
Yes.
Continue to be all that she needs for you to be to her.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to call on you one more time. And we just lift up this night here in Macon, Georgia, as it is storming.
Yes.
We lift it up that it will just be a normal storm, if it be your will. And we claim victory. We just thank you for the victory that you've given all of us, one by one.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for the birthday that Brother Everett had and how it blessed him.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We thank you. We thank you for his daughter. We thank you for all his children, and we pray that they'll all come together at one point.
Yes.
Be a blessing. We know sometimes our children are a little immature, and they don't always get it at the same time. But, Lord, we lift up all our children to you, all our grandchildren, all our great.
We lift them
one by one. And for that, we say thank you, and we give you
praise. Thank you, Lord.
We give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Again, it has been a great so happy to be involved with this out-of-the-box ministries.
Yes.
We want to thank the participants. Starting with the prayer by Deacon Everett Henderson, the song, The Walk in the Word by the one and only Apostle Adeline Anside. We thank you for the prayer warriors.
Yes.
It's been a little bit, William. We thank you for all the participants on this line. And tonight, we will say goodbye, and we will see you on Tuesday evening. Don't forget, we'll be there. Amen.
Peace and blessings.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Amen. Bless you all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, all.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, darling.
Good night, Maddie.
Good night.
Aurelia. And thought everybody hung up on us, so let me get you in the bathroom there.
All right, Ruby. Call me later. Bye-bye.
All right.